There are some things to be apprehensive about with the new Congress that got organized and down to business on Monday. But there is one thing to cheer. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette. With the Republicans having taken control of the Senate, it looks like we may finally see a vote in the upper chamber on the Audit the Fed proposal that Ron Paul has championed. Harry Reid, the now former Senate Majority Leader, actually signed on as a sponsor of a measure to audit the Federal Reserve. In fact, there's even a famous YouTube video clip of Reid bragging about his support for an audit of the central bank. But that was back in 1995, and that was long before Harry Reid was in the leadership. Boy, does Harry know where his bread is buttered, because as Majority Leader, he has refused to allow a vote to be held on the measure. And now Mitch McConnell has replaced Harry Reid as Majority Leader, and it looks like the bill will finally get a vote in the upper chamber. At least that's what his aides say. Now, it's not that there's any reason to think McConnell himself wants to control the out-of-control Fed, or that he opposes their wild money printing sprees. After all, it does enable Congress in its wild money spending sprees. But in the new session, Republican Congressman Thomas Massey of Kentucky will reintroduce the bill in the House, while Senator Rand Paul, also of Kentucky, will reintroduce it in the Senate. Both are, as I say, from Kentucky, and so is McConnell. It would be awfully weird for McConnell, having tied himself tightly to Rand Paul in his long and challenging re-election campaign that just ended in November, to refuse to support a measure that is so clearly identified with the Paul family name. This is the best chance for the measure to pass, says Norm Singleton of Ron Paul's Campaign for Liberty, although it's not a slam dunk. 75% of the people support the bill, but the powerful banking and Wall Street cronies are, of course, opposed. And the Fed itself can be expected to move heaven and earth to stop the oversight measure from passing. Already, Janet Yellen is talking the measure down on Capitol Hill, and she may even call on Mitch McConnell. What will he do then? For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.